Today we begin Masech Tashkalim, and we'll start with the initial introduction from the Kahati. The Pesukim say in Shemos, Perek Lamed, it's Pesukim Yud Aleph through Tes Zayin, and I'm not going to say all the Pesukim, but I'll go over it, outside. And basically it's talking about Hashem commands Moshe that when he counts the Bnei Yisrael, right, he shouldn't count them, by their heads. It's actually a dangerous thing. Even nowadays, we never count people by their heads. We could say not one, not two, or we say Hoshia Esamecha, Varech Esnacha Secha, different ways that we count people. But this is all coming from the times of, of Chazal, the times of going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a mitzvah of the Torah, that people are counted. So you don't count people by the head. Rather, people would give a machatzis hashekel, b'shekel hakodesh. It was a half a shekel to the shekel of the kodesh, of the holy shekel. We'll see what this means in the Masechta. And it was the amount of 20 gera was a shekel. So half of a shekel was 10 gera. And it was a gift offering for Hashem. It was everybody from 20 and up would be counted by these half a shekels. And it was given, whether you were poor, whether you were rich, you don't give more, you don't give less. Everyone gives a half a shekel and also atones for their sins. And they would take these coins and they would count Klal Yisrael with it. They count the Jewish people. And they'd also use it as a, to purchase various different karbanos for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kahati explains as follows: the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel, which is mentioned in this parsha in Shemos, so it wasn't just mentioned, for the times of the Beis HaMikdash, during that specific time. Rather, it was mentioned for Dori Doris, for all generations, when they had a Beis HaMikdash standing. So there were a few Beis HaMikdashes. So it wasn't just a one-time mitzvah. It was whenever there's a Beis HaMikdash around, you have this mitzvah that each person from Klal Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash is erected, to give a half a shekel each year for the tzorach of the karbanos, for the need of the karbanos. There are various different karbanos. And we'll learn a lot about these in the Masechta, in Perek Dal, in the fourth Perek. There was a Tamid, a Musaf, an Omer, a Shtei HaLechem, Lechem Apanim, and more. So they would use these coins not only to count the Jewish people, but to purchase with them karbanos as well. And they bring down that you see throughout, history, in Sefer Melachim, in the times of Yehoash, they had the Machatzis HaShekel counting in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Also in times of King Yehoash and Yehoyada, they were counting Klal Yisrael with the Machatzis HaShekel. Later on in Sefer Nehemiah as well, they were using the half shekel to count the Jewish people. So you see throughout Jewish history, they would use the half a shekel to count the Jewish people, because we don't count them by head. And then we'd also use all these coins. What would it be used for? It'd be used for the karbanos or various things in the Beis HaMikdash that we'll discuss in the Masechta. So Erech HaShekel, the value of the shekel, wasn't equal at all times throughout history, because they would shoklam as a matbeah, they would weigh the coin sheyishava that was equal as ba'os osman at that time to the machatzis shekel of the Torah. We said the machatzis shekel of the Torah was a shekel is 20 gera, so half shekel is 10 gera. Now not all the time were the coins of those days equal to the half a shekel of the Torah. The Ramban writes that in the times of Nehemiah, they used to give a third of a shekel, because the coins they were using then was from Persia. They were very big. And a third of a shekel of their coins equal to the half shekel of the Torah. So depending on, which part of Jewish history, the Jews were holding in, the coins varied on what they were giving. In the times of Nehemiah, when they were in Persia, they were giving a third of a coin because it was bigger, and that's what would have been equal to the half a coin of the Torah. However, when Klal Yisrael went up from the Gullus of Babel, the exile of Babel, so then they would use even bigger, they would shoklam betchila matbeos yotik gadol, they used even bigger coins, because then the expenses of the Beis HaMikdash were many. We'll explain later on in Perek Beis, Mishnah Dal, what the expenses were, so they used even more coins, even bigger sized coins, which means they really gave more than half a shekel. Now, the rule is you can technically give more than half a shekel, even though we said earlier the rich doesn't give more and the poor doesn't give less, meaning everyone gives half a shekel. There are exceptions when you could give more. For example, when the expenses of the Beis HaMikdash were more. But we'll discuss it later on again. This is just the introduction. We'll discuss when the exceptions apply. But they never went lower than half a shekel. So general principle was, Never go lower than half a shekel. The rich shouldn't give more. The poor shouldn't give less. Everyone should be equal. But there were exceptions. For example, when the Beis HaMikdash's expenses were very, very high, that they gave, bigger coins, worth more than half a shekel. Now, during the times of the Mishnah, Okay, so now we're ready, you know, past the, going through history, through the prophets, through the Torah, through the prophets. Now we're up to the Mishnah's time. The Sela, the coin that was used then was called the Sela. It had the value of the Shekel HaKodesh of the Torah, the half a Shekel of the Torah. Mikana Shekel Shel HaMishnah, so the Shekel of the Mishnah, which was Machtes HaSela, half of a Sela, which equals 2 dinarim. Its value was the half a Shekel of the Torah. So in the times of the Mishnah, the Sela was the exact value of the actual Shekel. So half of a Sela equaled to half a Shekel. It worked out perfectly. And half of a Sela would be the value of 2 dinarim. Now, when were these coins collected? So the collection of the coins began each year on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Because in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they'd bring all the karbanos of the tzibur, of the community, and they would bring it from the coins that were collected from Adar. So Nisan comes after Adar, so they collected the coins in Adar, so that when Pesach came around, they had plenty of coins to purchase karbanos for the tzibur. And that's why nowadays, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, the accepted custom in order to remember the Beis HaMikdash is that we read in Shul the Parsha in the Torah that discusses Shkalim, which is Shmos, Lamed, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph through Tzayin, which the introduction began with. We read it in Shul, it's called Parsha Shkalim, the Shabbos that we bless for the month of Adar to commemorate the time when we actually had the Beis HaMikdash and we gave the coins in Adar to prepare ourselves for Nisan when they would use it for the Karbanos of the Tzibor. That's why nowadays, the Gabbai will make an announcement, you know, this week is, you know, Shabbos Shkalim because we're laying in Parsha Shkalim because we're going to be blessing for the month of Adar, and this is to commemorate when they used to give the coins in Adar back when the Beis HaMikdash was around. So it's not actually on Rosh Chodesh Adar. We lay in this parsha, the Shabbos before, when we call out that next week will be Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay. So to conclude, our Masechta is going to be discussing the various laws of the Shekel. It's going to come to teach us how they would collect it, what they would do with it, who was appointed over the collection, and all sorts of general rules that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash and the order of the collection. And what's interesting to note is that on this Masechta on Shkalim, there's no Talmud Bavli on Shkalim. There's only a Talmud Yerushalmi. So this is an interesting point to point out. Most Masechtas, you know, have a Bavli to it, but Shkalim is one of those that only have Yerushalmi. And tomorrow, God willing, we'll begin with Mishnah's Aleph and Beis.